Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God. It's Friday morning.
In Greytown.
And the weather is changing again.
Yeah.
It was like 60-something degrees yesterday here in Pittsburgh.
There's lovely Rita.
Lovely Rita, meet her maid.
That's right. We're escaping her. I'm stepping
Pittsburgh's
on the gas.
Finest. Town Talk Radio, whole week goodness, is Friday again. And all we're doing is defending.
Good morning!
Yeah, all we're doing is defending Linton Kwesi Johnson from Dread Bleeding Blood in the background. And we're on our journey.
Community development.
Don't go there. Don't go there. All we'll tell you is it's a hustle. They're hustling too, man.
Oh my goodness. You Where's know, all the good people that help
the
people?
The stressed communities.
Where are the good people that help people?
But we only help you when we move you out. We help you to move.
Urban removal. Did you get a newspaper?
I got a paper from yesterday. But we're going to go have something to eat at our favorite spot, at one of our favorite spots. We got several.
No.
And then we'll come back and talk about some of these different
issues.
Yeah, this
is the sandwich shop, the last cheap place in Pittsburgh.
We're not advertising them.
Oh, we're not? Okay.
No.
We're at...
We don't advertise any of these places, folks, unless they pay us.
This is the Star Trek breakfast place. Okay, good morning, Pittsburgh.
All right, breakfast is done.
Mm-hmm. That was a good breakfast, man. I like that oatmeal.
Vince has to eat oatmeal because he's supposed to be losing weight and he has to watch his cholesterol. That's what happens when you get older.
That's right.
You have to do that.
Aging Radicals to Watch in 2009.
Vince started reading Kevin Amos. Kevin's taking medicine.
Oh,
Vince is eating oatmeal.
Oh man.
But you know what? A lot of things in the news, especially locally, but nationally, you know, people need to go look at the economic stimulus package and look at that stuff because it's available for you if you go online and look at it. It's all there for you to check out. All right? So go check that out.
They eliminated some of the state funding, right?
Well, they had to cut back because people couldn't come to a agreement on the original package, so they came to a compromise, you know. And I know the president's getting pretty frustrated with people acting stupid.
Oh my gosh, what's this been, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, he's only been in office 3 weeks, but you know, yet you see these articles about, well, he's not living up to what we thought he was. I'm like, my goodness, folks, give him a chance to get in.
Yeah, at least he's fighting.
You know?
Clinton, you know, just kicked back after he lost with universal health care.
You know, so, you know, go look at that, folks. Go look at that. See how it's going to be affecting where you live at. You know, and another thing, people are really going to have to start, like, looking at how they spend money and what they spend money on, like going to the grocery store and stuff like that. I mean, I had this conversation with my daughter yesterday about, you know, about shopping and shopping smart, you know, when she does go shopping.
What's that have to do with anything? They ruined this economy.
That has a lot to do with a lot of things.
Oh,
but
man.
I mean, but it falls on us now because
That's
we
right.
have to take all these precautions and stuff like that, you know. We have to make sure we stay healthy. We have to eat healthy, you know, so we don't be running back and forth to the hospital, you know,
No unwanted pregnancies.
You know, I know one thing that good came out was the, I don't know what's funny about that.
I want another baby, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Why do we have to watch? They should be stimulating this economy to get people jobs.
Well, people should have been like watching.
The community.
People should have been watching anyhow.
I think the people who are rich should have been watching.
You know, the funny thing about it is now that it's really like hitting America in the face, and what I mean is the majority of non-black folks or non folks of color, everybody's getting worried now. You know, and that's pretty sad when that happens. But people should have been like, take care of business. You know, you don't need the government to tell you to take care of business.
No, I agree with that.
Or to do things in your community that need to be done.
Yeah, if our generation had shared 10% of their income, we wouldn't be in this mess now.
Well,
but people didn't share anything, and they lived way beyond their means.
Well, not only our generation, but the generation before ours too.
Yep.
You know, and then we have the generation after us who was just thinking about me. You know, so that's a result of all this stuff. It's not just a result of, not just because somebody happens to be president now that inherited all this stuff. And people really need to understand that.
Well, it's not going to be solved by having another hip art gallery, I'll tell you that.
You know, and this stuff is not going to, like, just, like, change overnight either.
Nope.
You know, everything's not going to just be all right.
Yeah, people have to be aware. They have to continue to fight. He ain't going to do everything. He's not the king.
But, you know, talking about the hip art galleries, yet we see some more places opening up in these so-called distressed communities where artists are able to come in from other places, move into these towns, get subsidized housing and government subsidies, yet the artists here that actually live in these communities can't get this stuff to develop their own arts communities and stuff like that. So that's always the problem.
Yeah, then they go to people like UPMC to rent out half the place.
Well, they have to make money on it, you know. I mean, you have all these different community development corporations that are...
See, they didn't want to give them money for education. They wanted to cut back on education stuff and medical stuff. That's what the Republicans were fighting for, trying to get those 3 votes. It is just vicious.
You know, folks have got to really fight. I mean, the whole education thing. Folks got to really fight on this education front. Locally, we've been looking at stuff like what's going to happen with yet another high school here in the city of Pittsburgh. First, they wanted to close Westinghouse High School, which is in the East End. First, they wanted to close Westinghouse, but they did like $30 million worth of renovations during the building. So they're not going to close Westinghouse now. But then they closed Shelley High School, saying it was going to take all this money to like renovate the building. But we really think the underlying cause is not because they wanted to close Shelley, but because the educational institution actually wants that building and has wanted that building for like at least 50 years. You know, so all those kids from Shelley High School are now going into the old Rosenstein Middle School. And Rosenstein Middle School was the original site of a great high school back in the late 60s, early 70s, which they should have built anyhow a long time ago. Then we would have probably eliminated all these problems. Now, what we're looking at in Pittsburgh is like another... educational institution, high school that they want to close down, Peabody High School. All right, you know, it's really amazing how when I went to Peabody back in the late 60s, early 70s, we had high achievement scores. Right now, we're looking at 2007 statistics. 2007 statistics: only 2.5%, 23.5% of 11th grade students tested as proficient in reading. All right. And let me see here. Another. Oh, 11.3% of 11th grade students scored proficient in math. You know, the overall thing in math over the whole school district is 43.9% being proficient in math. And also 53% proficient in reading in the whole school district. Now, the majority of the Pittsburgh school district is what ethnic background?
Italian.
Italian? Italian? What? No, seriously.
African-American.
Thank you. Say it again.
African-American.
All right, so... you know, what are we doing about trying to improve these scores instead of putting Band-Aids on the different programs, so after school programs that are not really bringing out any positive outcomes.
Is the stimulus package going to cut back on that, or is it going to help that?
It might trickle down.
But is that one of the things that was cut?
But what the question is, if it does get cut, what was being done to the program beforehand to, like, boost those scores for the kids?
That's right.
You know, they should have been working on that all along.
Yes.
There's, I share about what this one community group is doing, but there's no outcomes posted here in the article about what has actually been done to improve math and reading scores for these children. You know, they say we have a program that some of the kids participate in, but I don't see any outcomes.
No results.
You know, and that's the issue. Where are the outcomes? You know, where are the improvements being made? You know, and it's not just on the people that run the after school programs, and not just people that are teaching the kids in the school, but it's also the parents that have to be responsible and step up and do something about making sure their kids are getting educated. You know, and that starts at home.
Yep.
You know, that definitely starts at home. You know, and it doesn't wait until, like, they're in high school. It starts way, way before that. You know, it sounds like I'm being, like, hardcore and hardline, but that's the truth of the matter.
Well, it is, but still, if they're cutting back, if that's what the Republicans are fighting for, then we're going
to
cut back.
It has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. It has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans.
Let's play some.
It has to do with people being responsible for their children. In their future.
No, I agree with that.
You know?
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just
all
saying.
All that stuff goes out the window.
I'm just saying that the last thing we need to do is being cut back on that.
Yeah. You know, plus people have to, like, say something about it anyhow to, like, make sure it doesn't get cut back. It's like we talk about, like, public transit for Western Pennsylvania, where there needs to be, like, a Western Pennsylvania transit authority to provide transportation for people from Erie all the way down, you know, down Western Pennsylvania, you know, through all these different counties to help people get back and forth to either jobs or to look for jobs.
Yep, the transportation thing. You know? The transportation thing has really slipped through our fingers. We've really allowed that to happen. Let's play some more music, man. I can't believe it. I thought I could talk.
I'm sorry.
Who's this?
Flint and Quincy Johnson once again. All we're doing is defending.
Who is he?
He's a poet and a social activist from England.
From England? From the old country?
Well, your country. Your old country.
No, my old country is Italy, man. Nusco.
I don't know which country I belong to.
What country were your ancestors from?
I'm not sure.
What's the song called?
All we're doing is defending.
Oh.
That's all.
All we're doing is defending. So get your ready. War. We are a very firm team.
So is there still a lot of reggae in Pittsburgh?
What does that have to do with anything?
He's reggae. Right?
Well, no, he's a poet, first of all.
Okay.
He performs what we call word sound. And word sound is power. You know?
It was good. I like it. So all is reggae still alive in Pittsburgh?
Reggae's alive everywhere where you want it to be. So are other forms of music.
Well, how do you like that
well,
term?
People need to support it, though.
Oh, I know. This is just...
Oh, yeah. And if you get a chance this week, look at what some of the speeches and some of the discussions that were at the Future of Music Symposium this week in D.C.
Did you hear any of them?
No. But people need to go check it out.
So who put that on?
The Future of Music Coalition. So people need to go check that out as well. And a bunch of other stuff.
And what's today?
Today is Friday. Town Talk Radio, and I'm getting ready to go.
No, it's Friday the 13th.
So what's that mean?
So that means you gotta have some, good luck today. Don't let the numbers run you down. And tomorrow.
And don't get. And I'm not getting caught up in all that ism, schism, scary, bad luck stuff.
No, I'm not either.
Day,
but
every day is a good day. Life is what you make.
I agree. What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So go buy your sweetie some.
That's right.
Some dark chocolate.
Yeah,
I saw antioxidants.
I saw this one piece of candy that said, "Kiss me, I'm Italian."
Well, I ain't kissing you, and I gotta go.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is Vince and Irene from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Kevin Amos. Ranting and raving. All we're doing is defending.
All we're doing is defending with the word poet. And here we are on the East End.
All right. Later, y'all.
With
see y'all
all
next
the hipsters.
Week.
See you next week. Give us a call.
Oh, yeah. Check out the website.
TownTalkRadio.com. TownTalkRadio.com. It's up and running.
And how can I get in contact with you?
Vincent Irene at gmail.com.
And Kev Amos at gmail.com.
But we're going to put some type of email thing up on the website too. So give us some feedback. We need it. We need that feedback.
But in the meanwhile, write it down.
Vincent Irene at gmail.com.
Can't afford to do nothing else.
Happy Valentine's Day.